This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
We chat some cycling on today's episode of the Kona Edge. It is Friday as I record this. The weekend is upon us. Woo! Yay! It's been a crazy week, particularly here in South Africa. We've had, last weekend was quite a long weekend with regards to public holidays. The previous Friday was a public holiday. It was Freedom Day. It was the day that our first democratic elections were held back in 1994. So, yeah, if you think about it, if you've been around for as long as I have, you might remember those famous scenes of Nelson Mandela being released from prison in the early 90s. Well, the first democratic elections where he was elected into power here in South Africa was in 1994. So 24 years on in our democracy we are. Seems like yesterday. It's crazy. Time flies. But that was last week, Fridays, and then on Tuesday this week was Workers' Day here in South Africa. So all the schools shut on Monday. They had a five-day break, and yeah, just public holidays are weird. It's not that I don't like them. It just throws your schedule out, so to speak, and I'm sure you feel the same. But yeah, next week's a full week once again, back into the normal swing of things. I'm looking forward to that, if I have to be honest. But we're chatting some biking, as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, and we catch up with Christine Kaczynski today to find out a little bit about what she's done to improve her Ironman bike over her triathlon career. And I'd love to know what you've done. If you've picked up any hints and tips that you'd like to share with me, pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. I'd love to hear what some of your hacks are when it comes to improving your bike. Do reach out. brad@thekonaedge.com is my email address. It comes straight to me, and I look forward to hearing from you. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Chat some cycling here on the Kona Edge today, and we head back to New Jersey to catch up with Christine Kaczynski. Christine, welcome onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Brad. Thanks. Well, I can't be outside riding because it's raining right now, so really don't mind talking about riding since I can't be out there.
I know one of the things that you've done to really improve your bike, and you mentioned it in your tips when it came to the swimming as well, is really getting outside of your comfort zone and pushing yourself really hard. Tell me a little bit about that and how that came about in your training.
Sure. So I'm a big believer that in order to improve in any of these three disciplines in triathlon, you've got to train with people that are better than you. So when it comes to the bike, you need to ride with cyclists, and you know, and what that means is finding the best roadies in your area and making that happen. So one of the women I ride with just yesterday, she won her age group at the cyclocross national championship. So a national champion in cyclocross is the person who's, you know, screaming at me and I'm chasing her wheel up every single hill out here in New Jersey on Thursday night. So that's, you know, that's one part of it. My long rides, I'm generally riding with the local cycling clubs around here. And, you know, these are guys that have been riding for years with, you know, legs that are 2-3 times the size of mine. And, you know, when you're riding with them, you have no choice but to stay on, or you're dropped early on and it's a very sad and lonely day. I've spent a lot of time in the early season, all by myself and feeling sad because I've been dropped, and it's just, you know, sticking with it to hang on that wheel And being very, very uncomfortable, which is what's given me, you know, huge gains on the bike. So, you know, ride with cyclists is the big thing. And you know, there's a couple other tips as well, but that's probably been, you know, the big game changer from my perspective.
Let's touch on a couple of others. What are some of the other things that you think has really moved the needle on your bike?
So, there's two other, you know, main points. And the first is kind of the big gains I got in my pre-Kona years to now the Kona years. So, you know, before I was a Kona regular or an All-American or AWA athlete, I wasn't riding as much, and, I got a compu trainer. And just being on the compu trainer through the off season, where otherwise I just wouldn't have been riding at all, that was a huge game changer and literally shaved, you know, 30 to 40 minutes off my Ironman bike time. That's, again, that dates back quite a while. But, you know, just the notion of staying on the bike throughout the days and weeks of inclement weather, depending on where you live, is important. Now, of course, my new fat bike is a competitor to the compu trainer, so I sometimes get tempted to go out and play in the woods on that instead. But really, you know, doing some focused compu trainer sessions, and even if they're not, you know, super high intensity interval disciplined workouts, just being on the bike on a consistent basis, I think, is really important.
Absolutely.
The second key tip would be, and also this falls into kind of a favorite workout is doing hill repeats on the bike. We live on what's called South Mountain in New Jersey, and we've got about a mile long hill that literally our house sits on top of this hill and or on this mountain. So we, you know, basically have all these residential side streets that kind of wind up and down this, you know, this main hill, and we've picked about 14 of those side streets that you ride up and then you coast down and then you move over to the next side street and do it again. And there's 14 of them, and each hill ranges. The shortest one is about, because it dead ends, it's about a minute. And the longest one, because it attaches to a higher part of the reservation above us, goes, I think it's as long as 6 minutes. Generally, they're about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So doing those hill repeats and playing with your power output, your sitting, your standing, and the amount of intensity for certain durations of time. You know, again, keying off of Strava and trying to beat your own best, or taking more QOMs or KOMs. That's been really my favorite, you know, very short, efficient, but, very challenging, bike workout, because it's one where it's outside. It's incredibly difficult. When you ride with people that are better than you, you know, you have no choice but to push yourself into into places that you will not find but on your own. And it's just a great, great way to build fitness. Especially, like I said, especially around here, because we've got that terrain around us to take advantage of.
That is absolutely brilliant. And from a workout perspective, that was going to be my next question, but you answered it all in one go, so that's fantastic. Christine, it's been great catching up once again. Thanks for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. I look forward to chatting about your run next time out.
Great. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Christine Kaczynski for sharing her Ironman bike tips with us. And thank you mostly to you for downloading and listening to this podcast. I love just the sort of reach that this podcast is having. We get over 100,000 downloads a month, and it just keeps growing, which for something that started just over 2 years ago as a little side project for me, just still blows my mind, the amount of people that listen to this podcast. And I want to personally thank you for being part of the Kona Edge community. Don't forget as well, if you have a business that's in the triathlon space, or if you'd like to get in front of a whole bunch of triathletes around the world to advertise your wares or goods, you can. We are open for business here on the Cone Edge, always looking for sponsors, and you can pop us an email, brad@theconeedge.com. I've got some really good rates on the podcast from an advertising perspective right now. Reach out. Let's chat. Let's see what we can do and help you grow your business here on the podcast. Until Monday, have yourself a great weekend. If you're training, I hope it goes well. If you're racing, best of luck. We look forward to catching up after the weekend. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.